Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. We have our seatbelts fastened and we're ready to roll. Myself, Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter, thanks for being with us. We are live 9 to noon every Saturday, Pacific time. Every once in a while we'll have to throw a best of in there just to give us a little bit of a break. But we love doing Radio Law Talk. Thank you for joining us. We have a new affiliate. Cal, who is our new affiliate out of Burley, Idaho?
KBAR, Burley, Idaho, the radio station of Cajun County, the voice of Cajun County.
It's been around a while, that
long
radio station.
Time. Yeah.
That's great. So that's a wonderful area, by the way. I did live in Boise, Idaho area in the early 80s and have been through Burley and... And what are the other towns around there?
Burley, Oakley, Twin Falls.
Burley, there's another, what's the other?
Decro, Malta, a little small.
I'll think of the
lots
other
ones. Of
so we got to get our people on Eugene, Oregon, and get something out of Eugene. Uh-huh. I know we've got Salem, we've got Medford.
Yeah, Salem, Medford.
We need to get
awesome.
Eugene.
Right? Eugene needs us.
And we have also another part of our, what's the other town in Oregon we have?
We have Medford and Salem.
Salem, but there's another
Grants Pass.
Grants Pass, that's right. And then, cool.
Yeah.
Eugene, let's get Eugene in Portland. We don't have Portland.
We don't have Portland.
There once was a man from Grants Pass.
Sorry. Well, remember, we're not giving legal advice, financial advice, or any type of advice. We're just talking in general terms, in general legal terms. Seek counsel. Do not listen to us unless the in-laws come over. Then you can use us as authority, because when the in-laws always say, they say, you can just count it out with a Radio Law Talk says.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. That's exactly right. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. If you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Thank you for all your support, everybody out there in Radio Land. We're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes, Cardi B, USC, the first, let's see. I think this is the second concussion lawsuit, but most of them settle out of court or something happens before these concussion NCAA lawsuits go. It's about a USC former linebacker that was a star player that passed away that they're going to, the family and the wife are suing the NCAA, claiming that concussions to his head, they had knowledge of it and didn't do anything about it and should have. So that lawsuit, we're going to talk about that. And then we have a case or no case. That's why people come here, is for that thing and that thing only. Cal, go ahead.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Tawny Richfield was a player in community theater. In Ashland, Oregon, she was in a play called The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes at the New Bard Theater in Ashland, Oregon. The show was a moderate success, and the next year the board of directors at the New Bard said, let's do that show again. It sold out pretty well. Telling Tawny when she auditioned they were going in a different direction, and yet when it came time to publicize the show, they used Tawny's photograph without her permission on the poster. Tawny was upset. She wanted the role of Alice Faulkner, Sherlock Holmes's love interest. But she didn't want to burn any bridges, but she didn't want to be taken advantage of either. Yes, she had signed an expiring release for her image, but it ended when the show ended that she was in. So Tawny went to her attorney and said, I don't think they can just use my picture without compensating me. I want a piece of every ticket they sell for that show. Pardon my slobbering. I want a ticket for a piece of action, some money, for every ticket they sell for that show. So do I have a case or no case? That's what she asked. And Fred Penny, does she?
No, she doesn't. But here, let me tell you why.
Okay.
What's happening, though, is what happens when that occurs on the internet nowadays. Let's just throw two things out. You have internet that there's stuff you can't bring back, right? So you can find some old internet stuff of any or many of us that shows old photos of us or photos with us with other lawyers that no longer work for you or no longer do that. You just can't. You can't bring that back.
You can't purge everything.
You can't purge everything nowadays with the way social media is. Now, the question is, you know, she was no longer there, and they intentionally, after the fact, knew about it and went ahead and put her likeness on it after the fact, knowing it, and said, and it wasn't like a mistake, and put it out there, then she may have something. I'm going to say this is a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, Todd, what do you think?
I agree with Fred. I think it's a scenario, not a case. Even if she did have a hint of a lawsuit, boy, you're really burning bridges in the acting, in the entertainment world, if you wanted to sue on that kind of a situation. Now, and also check your contract, because it may be in there that if you were paid for the work, even though you were replaced, ultimately, look, if you were paid for it, they may still be able to use images and things that they have left over. That can happen. Have you ever heard of the movie Her? It's with Joaquin Phoenix,
yeah.
And it basically falls in love with his phone. The voice for the phone was a completely different actor. And when they got done with it, it just didn't work for the film. So they replaced the voice with Scarlett Johansson. The actor that recorded the voice for Joaquin initially, she still gets paid. She still gets the royalty. She did the work. They just didn't use it, right? So still got paid. But
so she gets editing room floor money, in effect.
Well, she gets her normal amount.
Cool. So, Denise, what do you think? Can someone use your photographic image once your release has expired to make money?
I don't know the answer to that, but what is the Bard?
Well, that was the name for Shakespeare's theater, was the Bard. So that
it was? Because we always called it the Shakespeare Theater.
I don't know. Not in Ashland. I mean, in England. Wasn't it the Bard? Isn't that what it was called, Tuck?
Sure.
I think so, yeah.
I thought it was, well, anyway. I think it's Shakespeare Theater in Ashland, Oregon. So just because of that reason, you got that name wrong.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say...
You misunderstood me. They named the theater the New Bard after the old Shakespeare Theater in England, but it was in Ashland, like New York, New Bard.
You know where I'm from, right?
Yeah, you're from Oregon. Yeah, you got it. Ashland.
Medford,
yeah.
Specifically,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
By Ashland.
Right there, yeah.
It was never called the New Bard. So I'm going to say it's a scenario that you made up.
Fine.
Oh, get him, Denise.
So is that three no cases?
Three
yes.
No cases.
Well, Cal could get points.
Cal's not getting points. It's okay.
Oh, he made it up. He's a maker-upper. How did you just thought about that or what, Cal?
Just... No, it happened to me once. In the show that I'm in, they did not recast me, but they wanted me eight. They said, would you mind doing a video promo for us in your Santa suit? And I said, well, yes, I would. And they said, that's okay. Well, you're going to use your picture on the poster anyway. And I said, I wish you wouldn't do that.
Why do I get the feeling that Cal is using case or no case to get free legal?
No, I'm not.
No, he's just getting back at his people. Do they not recast you? I thought you were Santa.
No,
this year.
I am this year. I'm saying I skipped 2 years when they had new people in the theater, whom they all have fired, by the way, and they're all gone, and I'm still here, and there you go. That's how it works. Right?
Back to Santa. Tell me, what are some of the things you do? I mean, the theater thing. What? I mean, you're Santa, but is it a Christmas carol? What is it?
It's a Christmas show, and I sing two songs, and I interact with Mrs. Claus and a disinfected elf and a bunch of stuff like that. So
it's kind of a comedy kind of?
It's a completely originally written local show, which is what I love about it. It's
you sing two songs?
Yep.
After today's show, you might be able to add rapping to the...
I was thinking of doing it. Well, that I did it. They called it the Christmas rap, as a matter of fact.
All right. And, I do Christmas rapping all the time. We'll talk to you later. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Quick Quack Car Wash, don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash, they'll have you looking sharp.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All that stone.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So back to Elizabeth Holmes. The weirdest thing that happened, she was the Theranos founder, the young lady that was found guilty, not of defrauding any individuals, but of their individuals outside of the investors, but of the investors. Her sentencing is coming up. And the sentencing is all over the board as to what's going to happen in the sentencing, but the jury found her guilty of duping $144 million, they claim, out of its investors, $144 million. Well, she had a baby, and now there's some are saying she's pregnant again, but they haven't brought that up and talked about that. And the issue is going to be whether or not, you know, there's, and I guess courts do take into consideration the children. Right? But there's an individual by the name of Dr. Adam Rosendorf, who was the main witness for the prosecutors in this case. And the weirdest thing that occurred was recently, I'm trying to think of the date that this happened, a knock comes at the door, or whatever, of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes, and her fiancé, who is the father of the child, answers the door, and it's this Dr. Adam Rosendorf looking. Now, according to, now this is what the argument is, back and forth, because what has happened now is Elizabeth Holmes is saying, we need a new trial, because this Adam Rosendorf shows up, and he is clearly disheveled, upset, and in their words, they believe that he was apologizing for his testimony and that the prosecutors manipulated his testimony. And this is what he said, that is Evans, who was the fiance of Elizabeth Holmes, says. He said the doctor showed up and, quote, and this is, again, this is a hearing to determine whether or not that she gets a new trial. The doctor appeared disheveled?
Disheveled.
Disheveled. But they notice that spell. Oh, yeah, shoveled. Yeah, disheveled. It's getting late. That, and then, quote, he felt guilty and desperate to talk to Elizabeth. And then this is, again, the fiancé, you know, testifying to this. And this, he tried to answer the question honestly. He was telling this to the fiancé. But the prosecutors tried to make everybody in the company look bad. And he also went on to say the prosecution made things sound worse than they really were when he was up on the stand. And that he wanted to help Holmes. Now, that is what the testimony is from the fiancé. Now, what happens to Dr. Adam Rosendorf is as follows, and this is where Todd came in and said, it doesn't matter if, well, it's not an issue, or he doesn't think the judge will uphold or give a new trial if Adam Rosendorf says, yeah, but I said that, but my testimony I testified to at the trial still is the same, right?
That's essentially my argument, yes.
And what does he say when he steps up to the, basically testifies in this hearing?
He says he stands by the testimony that he gave at trial.
That's exactly right. He said, his argument is no. But the thing is, I always say this to clients, and I say this to other people, and this is not this is not attorney-client privilege or anything, but in general, when you're explaining your what, you're losing. That's what I always say. And now Rosendorf saying, well, when I was talking to him, what I meant, I was, quote, trying to paint an accurate picture of Elizabeth Holmes. And that to the extent that other people looked bad, it was because their association with Elizabeth. That's what I meant. What? I mean, to me, that's just bizarre stuff like that. So he then says he never felt manipulated or pressured. He gets up there and says, I never felt manipulated or pressured. This is the doctor said he doesn't recall telling Evans he thought the prosecutors made the situation sound worse. He doesn't recall saying that. And he says, I don't want to help Miss Holmes. She needs to pay her debt to society. I don't think I believe that. You know why I don't believe that? Guess why? What are you doing going to her house knocking on the door?
Well, I think he felt guilty about taking a parent away from their children is what I think he was, and it was all very selfish on his part to go to her house because he wanted to have, like, some kind of a closure to what had happened with his testimony. Remember, he knew her very well. This is not stranger to her. This is somebody that worked with her on a daily basis. So that's what I think.
I think one of the issues the judge is going to have to weigh here is this. So you've got Rosendorf who goes to Theranos' house. The witness of Rosendorf's statements at Theranos' house is Theranos' fiancé. Is Elizabeth Holmes' fiancé. So the fiancé is saying that Rosendorf said X, Y, and Z. What is that called? it's hearsay. If they don't have a recording of what was said so that they can play that, and Rosendorf can say, yes, I did or didn't say it. They don't have a recording that they can impeach him with. Now you've got the fiancé saying Rosendorf said X, Y, and Z. And you got Rosendorf saying, so I don't remember saying that. I said this. And so you've got the witness who made the statement before the court saying, I don't recall saying that. The fiancé is claiming that Rosendorf made other statements. It's hearsay. But you've got Rosendorf saying, look, there was nothing that I testified to at trial that I stand by the trial testimony.
But like you say, it goes to his credibility, and so he can testify. It's not hearsay then, because it's going to his credibility. It's not for the truth of the matter asserted. It's going to, if he's get up and saying, oh, I didn't do any of that, and I, you know, and I stand by my testimony. Oh yeah? You told me this.
And again, but the only argument, the only thing they have is the fiancé saying, you told me this, and he's saying, I didn't tell you that.
Well, but it should come in at least. And here's my final argument is, guess what? It all comes down, does it raise doubt of him doing these weird things in these situations? Because don't forget, it's beyond a reasonable doubt whether or not she's guilty, and he's the main prosecutor's main witness. I think, given that he's the most important witness, I think she should have a new trial, but that's me.
And I think that subsequent evidence of what he did after the trial does not come in as evidence.
But he's talking about what happened during the trial. He said they're claiming that he manipulated, that the fiance says he told me that the prosecution manipulated him and manipulated what he said. So anyway, we're going to be back, talk more about, we got all kinds of things. We got Cardi B and the USC concussion lawsuit. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're BizToCredit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A federal judge dismissed a Republican-led challenge to President Joe Biden's plan to cancel billions of dollars in student debt shortly after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett rejected a request in another case to block it. A federal judge barred the state of New York, at least for now, from enforcing the part of a closely watched gun law that bans firearms from churches or other places of worship. The Democratic-led city of El Paso, Texas, is ending a month-long effort to bus migrants to northern cities after a new policy put in place by the Biden administration is forcing Venezuelan migrants back to Mexico and easing pressure on the border city. European Union leaders will discuss reducing their economic dependency on China, aiding Kyiv, and punishing Iran for its involvement in the war that Russia is waging on Ukraine when they meet for a second day of talks in Brussels. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It's Armadillo. Oh, come on. You're a whiner.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @radiolawtalk.com.
Yeah, this is a third hour. We always call it like speed dating. You know, those speed dating places you can go. Well, this is speed discussions, and so we have to fly through a lot of the stuff.
All of my dates are speed dating.
I know, because they never last. Cardi B, right. Cardi B, Denise.
Right. So Cardi B was sued by a man named Kevin Brophy. Brophy has distinctive tattoos on his body, on his back, on his neck, you know, all over his body. And Cardi B's a rapper, and she is known for some salacious material. And she had an album that was called Gangsta Bitch Music. And volume one, mind you, there are going to be different volumes to this.
The B word, but we won't.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll just talk.
Yeah, well, it could be a female dog.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
true.
Yeah.
Woof, 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 woof.
Yes, exactly. So, anyway, on the front cover of this album, she has a very suggestive pose and a picture of a man with distinctive tattoos on his back. The man has that Mr. Brophy has very similar tattoos on his back. In fact, he sued her because he wanted $5 million because he alleged that she copied his back image and put it on that person on the photo album. And he felt very much offended by it because the pose was very sexy and salacious. He has two kids. His wife thought that was him. She actually asked him if he posed for that picture, and he said no. So this came up for trial, and Cardi B testified that the person on the front of the album, the man, an actor or a model, that they had transposed the designs of the tattoos on his back through a computerized program, and it went before the jury. And you know what the jury found?
Copyright violation. That's my guess.
No, he couldn't. No? He couldn't sue for copyright. He wasn't the tattoo artist.
Oh.
So they found in favor of Cardi B because he didn't have the person in the photo did not have the distinctive tattoos on his neck. He only had similar tattoos on his back. Thus, it was apparent that it was not a copy of that man. And that's one. And then number two, because she created that design or her people created the design on the guy's back, that they're, it's a First Amendment right. So it was almost like freedom of speech. So
sure.
The jury sided with Cardi B.
So, according to the jury, somebody else owns the copyright to the work of art on this man's back, right?
Yeah, well, that's a part of it.
Okay. All right.
And that they did not use that man that sued plaintiff to make money off his image.
I just keep going back to, remember the case we covered, the Five Points in New York?
Yes.
Where the artists had been invited to, and then they did their art on the walls in New York, and then it turned out that they actually were able to prevent the owner of the place from whitewashing it, changing it, or doing anything because their work was reflected there, and courts agreed with them. And I'm thinking, what if this guy ever wants to get the tattoo removed or changed on his back? Is Cardi B now going to be able to come after him and say, hold on, that's my work.
Not
it may
so
be
fast.
Your back, but that's my work.
I'm just curious, Denise, where would, and maybe Fred knows this better, all of you do, where would a guy come up with a number of $5 million for using a tattoo that allegedly was on his back? Who comes up with that kind of a number for that? Where's the damage?
Well, the attorney.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, that's a very difficult one.
$1 million.
Yeah, that's very difficult because you a lot of times leave it in the jury's hands, but yet you suggest a number. And a lot of times suggestions are, you're in Los Angeles. Okay, you know, let's give an example of the average home was $1.5 million, you know, or they suffered daily this severe pain. How much is it worth to suffer severe pain from an accident daily? Let's give them, you know, $7 an hour, $6, and then you can multiply that. You know, there's a many ways lawyers do it, and everyone has a different way.
Yeah, I think in that case, there were two people on the cover. They sold $10 million worth of the album, and he's half of the cover, so he gets half the $10 million.
But
that's
people bought the music, didn't they? I mean, I'm just confused by. I mean, some lawyer says, "Well, I can get your $5 million out of this deal," and that's okay if that's what they do. I get that, but it just seems like a lot of money and an arbitrary number to me.
Yeah, well, we don't know what the thought process was behind it.
That's just me. I'm just.
It had to be something that made sense, though.
For somebody somewhere, right?
In 1990, USC was a powerhouse football team. They were in 1990. They were a powerhouse, and they won the Rose Bowl in 1990. And there was a linebacker by the last name of G-E-E, and Matthew was his first name. And he was actually on the same team as Junior Seau, who was a famous, powerful NFL football player
for years
that died of CTE because they say he killed himself, and later they looked at his brain and found CTE in the in the brain when they did an autopsy afterwards.
Sad story.
Yeah, sad. And Junior Seau was just well known. Man, I remember growing up, I was an adult, but I remember watching him play. But now this is one of the first, because a lot of times they settle out of court or something happens where this former University of Southern California football player's wife is suing because Matthew G. died in 2018 that she's claiming from permanent brain damage from blows to the head while playing as linebacker for USC. And they knew about it, should have done something about the protocol. Obviously, football now is very, very sensitive to this, and the protocols are very, very, I'm going to say, they're very strict on what you can or can't do with your helmets or targeting or et cetera, et cetera. The protocol of them sitting out once they get even a potential concussion is a lot different from the old days where they just smash each other up.
And there was a significant issue about 3 weeks ago with the that came up, the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Tua, was it Tagovailoa?
Yep.
And he suffered a hit, and he was a little wobbly on his, it was he stood up, and then they pulled him off. They went through the concussion protocol, and he went back in the game after halftime.
And wobbly, by the way, is supposedly one of the major symptoms of having suffered a blow to the head.
Right? Well, he had nerve impactment because his fingers got crinkled.
Well, you may be thinking of the second one. Because he was hit. He had two different games. So
Sunday and then Thursday, right?
And so in the first game, he went back in. And this is how tough the NFL is. They're supposed to have an independent neurologist there to help. It's not affiliated with the ball club.
NCAA or NFL? You said NFL.
This is NFL. They're supposed to have that. And this person, this individual, authorized him, Tagovailoa, to go back in the game. And the NFLPA exercised their right to have that neurologist no longer work any games. He was terminated because they felt that this was a violation of the spirit of the protocol, and then they amended the protocol, but they're doing everything they can to help cut down on this issue.
Have you guys ever had a concussion?
Yes.
I have too.
No.
I had one and I was out for 3 months.
Wow.
I couldn't go out and play on the playground. I couldn't do anything. And when I got tested, when I first got tested, I had the concussion really badly because I was actually out of it for 16 hours. It was beautiful lights and splashes of color. And then when I was normal, it was just like red, black, green. It was really boring.
That's crazy. So what Mr. G, just so you know what we got, NCAA's argument is Mr. G had alcohol and drug problems to cope with traumatic childhood, and because his football days ended, and therefore they said that a lot of that was caused by his death. And in fact, after he died, he died on New Year's Eve 2018. The preliminary cause of death was listed as combined toxic effects of alcohol and cocaine with other significant conditions of cardiovascular disease, cirrhosis, and obesity. So they're arguing it must have nothing to do with concussion. It was this guy, you know, was abusing his body anyway after the fact. So
you can see why his wife would want something, because he's gone and she's in pain, so she's reaching out to try to do something.
No, I'm all for it. Hey, look, I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, but I'm just saying that I just wanted to lay out both sides of the argument.
Sure.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a UCLA doctor that's in trouble, and then we're going to talk about Astro World Festival. If you don't know what that is, that's interesting, and Amazon's facing a huge lawsuit. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here. We're in the last hour, so stay tuned. We have it, of course, on your favorite radio stations, and if they decide to end their coverage, you can always hop over to RadioLawTalk.com, where we stream the show free. This is Radio Law Talk.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No fun. I'm mean at this time.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Talking about USC, you have UCLA. We talked about it earlier, a civil action settlement for $700 million to pay female patients that had been sexually assaulted by a UCLA gynecologist. He has now been found guilty of sexual abuse. This gynecologist, apparently 7 of the 21 counts they were hung on. The jury couldn't make a decision, and the prosecution hasn't decided whether or not they are going to retry on those other 7 that they couldn't make a determination of. But he's going to be sentenced soon. But he pled obviously not guilty to it. But this occurred between 2009 and 2018, and I'm not going to get into the details because we're on terrestrial radio of some of the things he did, which were bizarre. But what's interesting is I wonder what is going on with doctors. Maybe in this one it didn't occur, where they're supposed to or should have a second person in there, a nurse or something, to be there so there's nothing occurs. Let's say that. So maybe that didn't occur. I don't know that. But that's something that's going on next. Astroworld. Let's talk about Astroworld. That is an interesting festival, Denise.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Astroworld was a big festival, and Travis Scott was, the primary person that was providing music. And Astroworld was had a really bad problem. The security was probably not complete, or at least it's alleged that the security was not complete, and that it was not that there was negligence in the running of this festival. So what happened is there's been lots of lawsuits brought against Travis Scott and the security company. And one of the lawsuits was brought by a guy who was crushed in a storm for the people going to the stage, right?
Is that the one that the thing fell over, the whole, that's not the one that...
No.
That, okay.
No. And so he was a 21-year-old, and he was totally crushed when everybody stormed the stage. And the allegations are that Travis Scott actually promoted violence and promoted people to ignore security and rush the stage. So what happened now is this person now has settled, or his family, his name was Acosta, and his family settled with Travis Scott. And it doesn't say, and I don't know how much money was actually paid, because they allege that Travis Scott continued to pay for 40 minutes after Acosta had been crushed, that it was, you know, basically his fault for the death. So now this is the first case that has come to trial that, or not come to trial, but come up that has been settled. And we're going to see more.
Because nine other people were killed, right?
Yes.
And there's over 2,000, or more than 2,000 people had to go seek medical treatment.
Exactly.
Boy, that's crazy.
Right.
That's,
and Travis Scott, you know, he didn't know what was going on, and that's why he kept playing.
That's what he's claiming. That's what he's claiming. But guess what? What's the moral of the story? When you got down there on the floor and they're all like, okay, let's all run up. Don't do that. Go sit in a seat. Go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just see that as, don't do that. I always tell my kids who go to concerts, don't go to those ones where there's thousands, tens of thousands of people rushing the stage. Get out of there. So anyway, go ahead. Amazon.
Yeah, so you know when you go buy something on Amazon, you bring it up on your website, and off to the right, there's this thing called a buy box. It has a add to cart or buy it now, and they usually have a version of the product you're looking at on the page is inside of this box. And the idea that Amazon puts out here is that the version of the item you're looking at in the buy box represents the best value. It's the one that's good. You're going to be able to buy that for the cheapest or the best value if it's in this buy box. Well, right now, Amazon is facing a $1 billion lawsuit, 900 pounds in British currency, a $1 billion lawsuit in the UK, and the allegation, once this lawsuit is filed and approved of by the tribunal in London, the allegation is that Amazon, in the buy box, has been putting its own products on the buy box, regardless of whether or not it is the best value. And so people that have products that they want to sell on Amazon that might be a better value are not having their products listed in the buy box. And some folks say that up to 80 to 85% of the sales that Amazon does through the buy box. So that's pretty significant. We'll see if that gets that suit actually gets filed and approved by the tribunal, but Amazon could be looking at a pretty hefty lawsuit if it goes forward. Obviously, Amazon has said, there's no merit to this. It's not happening.
This is kind of akin to our anti-competition laws in the United States.
Somewhat.
Right?
Anti-competition, unfair business practices. You know, Amazon is touting this as it's fair and it's the best value, but the allegation is they're just selling their own products to the detriment of others.
Yeah, just think about that, though. That is interesting.
The best value for them, Fred.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing that's interesting is just think of the strength of Amazon. Because I know people who sell stuff on Amazon. That's their whole livelihood is what they sell on Amazon. And the key is, and there's people on social media that you can hire that figure out how to get your product up toward the top of Amazon. And I look up something, I just this morning looked up spices for ground pork, right? And if I want to do a breakfast sausage, what type of, it's a long story why, but you know, only one thing popped up, right? It was like one main company and I couldn't find any others. I'm wondering, it's like, are they tied in with Amazon? I mean, it's like,
I'm not going to lie, Fred. I want to hear the long story now.
So we sponsor a pig and, for the FAA. They did the pork sausage. And I'm not going to name they went to a different butcher or a different meat company, and the breakfast sausage came in, and we ate it. And the quality, by the way, because we said we want all the pork chops and everything, we put mostly in the sausage, was great, the quality of the meat, but zero flavor. I mean, it is no different than buying ground beef, and you have to give it some extra spices.
Kick it up a notch there?
There's nothing. No, you can't even taste the flavor. So we said, well, that's the good and the bad. That means we can make an Italian sausage 1 week. We can do whatever we want. So we have to flavor the sausage now. But anyway, that's a first world problem that we have.
Is there fennel in the sausage?
No, there's nothing in it. I'm telling you, Cal, they forgot to, I don't know who was doing what, but they forgot to put the spices in it.
Well, shame on that.
I know, but that's okay, but we can put our own spices in and make it whatever we want. That's the positive thing. I see things.
Pork-alicious.
Pork-alicious. Oh, really quick, we got to get this in. A judge dismisses FedEx from, there was that shooting at a Federal Express place in Indianapolis where this psycho guy came in and killed eight of the workers and then shot himself. So the number of the workers' families sued Federal Express. They sued a company that did the security there, and the court threw out the case against Federal Express because why? Very simple, everybody. There's already a way to pursue an action, and most states it is workers' comp. But they did not throw out the case against the independent third-party security company. So there we go. You have workers' comp is your main, unless it's an auto accident. That's another thing we need to go through at another time. But generally speaking, hey, they have workers' comp they can go after, and they can't sue their own employer. Generally speaking, is what the court's saying in the Federal Express case. Cal, roll it.
Well, would that be your? That's not your quick take for it. I know.
I can give you my quick take.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Be careful when playing chess. You know, forget the old days of slipping a card in your sleeve when you're playing, you know, cards or something like that. We don't do that anymore. Guess what we're going to do? To help the cheaters, we're going to get the vibrating football game and put it underneath the chessboard, and it's going to vibrate the chess pieces. That's how you do it.
Tudor Electric Football. Okay, Todd, what's your quick take?
Language from the complaint that Texas has filed against Google, wherein they say, quote, Texans have become unwitting cash cows being milked by Google for profits, and I am waiting for Google to change their name to Moogle.
Nice one. Denise Dirks, what is your quick take?
You know, because the judge has to consider children when doing sentencing, women defendants have a distinct advantage.
Interesting one. We'll see you next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and Todd Kuhn.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.